250 years of a nation, 1 minute, one story. This is America in Focus. June 1776. The 13 colonies stand on the edge of history. The air is heavy with fear and hope. War has already begun, but now another question burns through the halls of Philadelphia. Will America dare to declare independence? Inside the Second Continental Congress, delegates argue late into the night. The question before them is dangerous, revolutionary. Should the colonies declare independence? Only days earlier, Richard Henry Lee rose before Congress with a bold declaration. These united colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states. The words hang in the air like thunder. Some delegates are inspired, others are terrified. To defy Great Britain is treason, punishable by death. Yet, the debate continues. A committee is chosen. Among them, Thomas Jefferson, quiet, thoughtful, brilliant. John Adams, fiery and determined. And Benjamin Franklin, wise, experienced, and unafraid. Together, they begin shaping words that will change the world forever. But beyond Philadelphia, war is approaching. In New York City, General George Washington prepares for battle. British troops gather on the horizon. Thousands of soldiers wait for the coming storm. The Continental Army remains exhausted, undertrained, and outnumbered. Still, they stand ready. Farther south, the people of Charleston strengthen their defenses, knowing British forces could strike at any moment. Across the colonies, ordinary men and women sense that history is turning. The week of June 8, 1776 was not merely another week of war. It was the moment a rebellion became a revolution. A moment when frightened colonies found the courage to become a nation. And soon, from the pen of Thomas Jefferson, the world would read words that would echo through the centuries. We hold these truths to be self-evident, and nothing would ever be the same. That was 1 minute, one story. From 250 years of a nation. I'm Dan Bortner, and this is America in Focus.
Start your morning the right way at Holt's Cafe in Bedford. From sizzling bacon and fluffy pancakes to hearty homestyle favorites, every plate is made fresh and served with a smile. Looking for a true Indiana classic? Their famous tenderloin sandwiches are a must try. Whether you're meeting friends or fueling up for the day, Holt's Cafe delivers big flavor and small town charm. Stop by Thursday through Saturday and taste why locals keep coming back. Holt's Cafe, good food done right.
Air Master Heating and Air. Call 279-0509. We're there.
When your heating system breaks down, it's tempting to go the quick route and pay for the repairs to get it running again. That quick fix may seem the least expensive route now, but there's a lot to consider. The age of the furnace, the cost of the repairs, and the energy efficiency of your current equipment. Air Master Heating and Air Conditioning. They can repair or replace your current system.
Air Master Heating and Air. Call 279-0509. We're there.